The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Day's experience. We're going to be talking about pizza pregnancy. That's right. Also, the mummy hand, or the mommy hand, we'll see where that goes. Signs o' plenty, and the second half of the show, the authors of When God Happens, we're going to have Angela Hunt and Bill Myers join us live.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Hey, you know what? I'm really excited about this show. I know I'm supposed to read this thing, but I'm excited about this show because we've got some teaching, we got some interesting stories, we got some guests. It's going to be fascinating. You got to hang in there. What was that, like a...
Yay!
Is that like a boy howdy? Is that like, boy howdy? That kind
it's
of thing?
Ralph from The Simpsons. Yay!
That's Ralph? Oh.
Oh, no, one of Ned's kids.
Okay. Oh, I gotcha. All right. Now, this is not a place where I would go, suey, right? This is the wrong place for that, right? I don't even know what the right place is for that.
No.
Okay, what's the wrong place? I'm just making sure. All right, let me finish. We're going to cover politics, entertainment, and current events. Not likely. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. Now, you think, why do you say oy vey, Dave? You should grow up the way I grew up. My grandma came in. If I was not moving, she said, oy vey, David's sick. Get him to the doctor. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Especially praise reports. I want to start getting into the praise reports. I did talk to my wife last night. We are going to put together a series of gift cards. So people have an opportunity. We're going to have five different $20 gift cards going to be coming in the call-in segments. So those are going to be heading in. I'm just telling you ahead of time, kind of laying the groundwork like we've been talking about. But if you want to get used to calling, it is a phone, and there's buttons, and you use your finger. And when you're doing that, you use these numbers, 972-445-0770. Any topic, of course, is open for conversation. You got a praise report, you got some prayer that you want, anything you want to ask, or anything you want to just kind of make an observation, as long as it's cool. You know, as much life-giving as can be. That's kind of the goal. We're going to just have it open for you and give you that opportunity. Keep in mind, it's not professional radio. We've proven that over our time here, and we're not going to change that. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KAAM 770. Exciting, huh? Here we go. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All right. Two things to start off with. Start off with our acknowledgement for our sponsors. Let's start with our good friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
Now, I should be careful because I don't want you to get the impression that John is in serious need of going on some kind of diet. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just making sure you know that's not. We're just saying Big John is kind of like big personality. Big personality, John, this is what that is. He is the owner of the Blessed Roofing Company. The Blessed Roofing Company. And if you – now, yeah, there's a big storm coming. That's my understanding. Big storm coming today. And there's going to probably be some hail, and you might get some hail damage. You can have a free inspection from John at theblessedroofingcompany.com, or you can call him at 469-BLESSED, and you can set up a free inspection so you can see what kind of damage was done. And the majority of the time, they're able to get the materials fixed or even do a full roof replacement, zero out of pocket. That's the way you want to do it. 469-BLESSED. free inspections. They also do commercial work for those that have commercial buildings that are wondering about that. And the URL, theblessedroofingcompany.com. Love John. He's got a great spirit, great attitude. Good brother. Okay. Pamela Melchione.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Unbeknownst to most people, Pamela Melchione is Italian. Now, you think, why is that big deal? Yes, you already mentioned she's Hawaiian. I know, but it helps me say her name. If I think of Pamela and I think Melchione, it's easier for me to pronounce it. I'm just telling you what's going on. 817-505-5541. Now, I want to say something about this, okay? Because I have had the privilege of working with realtors throughout my lifetime, like most of you. And what I don't like are the people that are there, not that they're rookies. I have no problem with somebody who's newer and just learning. That's fantastic. But I don't like it when it's all like a part-timey thing. Like, hey, I do it every once in a while. Yeah, every 18 months I sell a house. You know, Reno's nice. I want to go see it. I don't know. I just don't want that to be. I want a person who knows what to look for when they're buying a house and knows what to communicate when I'm selling a house. I want somebody who gets it and is in the industry. I want somebody who's committed to success and understands that their reputation is on the line every time. That's Pamela Melchione. 817-505-5541. In process, theblessedrealtycompany.com. Her site is being put together. Theblessedrealtycompany.com. If you have any problems reaching Pamela for whatever reason, you get in touch with me. I'll connect you right away to her just to make sure. But she's in the process of rebuilding her whole site. So she's, you know, it's an exciting time. Feel great for them. Both of them are a real blessing. We appreciate both of them tremendously. Another shout out to our good friend Wade. I'll be talking to you next week, Wade. Don't worry. Had a wonderful meeting today. What do we got?
Hi, ho, neighborinos.
Oh, what is that again? Do that again.
Hi, ho, neighborinos.
I like it. Hi, ho, neighborinos. People are like, you can't do stuff like that. My name on the show. My name on the check. Yes, I can. Just so you can know. All right, let's get right into it. This is the kind of show I absolutely love. We have guests who are coming on, and if all works out from a technological point of view, a technology point of view, when they call in, we'll push a button and they'll both be on. Okay? It's two things you can do. You can... You can listen to the show, or you can go to Vegas and bet on red or black, because those are all odds are all like the exact same. When God Happens is the name of their book. It's Angela Hunt and Bill Myers, and they have written a book about angelic encounters. Now, listen, these are not – I'm telling you ahead of time. These are not like, oh, they're just writing a book about angels. So they're gonna. These people are both exceedingly – educated, doctorate in theology. This is some serious stuff. And one of the two of them even wrote one of the chapters in the book about having something happen. So, you know, there's a lot of people that have had encounters and they're not always easy to explain. And Scripture does not – you can't go beyond Scripture ever in anything, period. But Scripture talks about – and the angels, especially in Hebrews 1:14, being ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation. I'm not sure if you know this or not, but you're one of those heirs to salvation. I'm just assuming you know that, going out on a limb there. Let's deal with two really important things that I must cover in the next 5 minutes. The first one is the pizza story. The first one is my wife. I did tell Lord and Daphne that I would talk about this story first. So I'll do that, and then I'll do the pizza story after. Let me tell you the story about Mummy Hand. Are you ready? Now, I'm just saying this, Wonder Julie. You got to get ready. You're not going to have any sounds for this. This is going to be one of those – it's incredible story. So my wife, love of my life, she's just like my bestest, right? She has been having a popping in her thumb – So anyway, if anybody knows a really good chiropractor that you think could help, you can send them our direction because we're looking for a chiropractor for the show. Anyway, she's got this popping in the thumb. And so what she does is she at night she'll wrap it because she works at a flower shop and she's busy constantly for like 9 hours, 10 hours. She doesn't even hardly get a break. She doesn't get a lot of breaks. So last night she wrapped her thumb in an ACE bandage. Now, what's important about that is she's got it in an ACE bandage, and so she's trying to keep it not movable. So we're in bed. Hey, don't get weird on me. We're in bed, and I have an itch on my left side where my shoulder blade is. I'm like, oh, I got an itch. You ever have that happen? And you just wish you had a scratcher or something? Well, husband and wife are scratchers. See? So I said, oh, can you scratch that? So she scratches it, and I realize that while she's scratching it, it maybe doesn't have the same depth. And so I make a quick comment, you know, I didn't realize I was going to get scratched by the mummy, right? Because she has her hand wrapped up, and she's using that hand to wrap, to scratch. And I'm like, you know, I don't want you to use that hand. And then I'm on my side, she's on her side. And the light, our little light by her bed is on, and she lifts up her hand. I am not kidding. She lifts up her hand, and she's making a shadow puppet on the wall with her hand, right, wrapped in an ACE bandage. And she's trying to, like, you know how you do your hand and you do the little shadows with your hand and you try and be little animals and you try and grab things? Now, I will say to her benefit, you know how sometimes it looks like a dinosaur or something, right? Or she's like, yeah, it looks like an alligator. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. So when she's doing that, what am I going to do? I pull my hand out and then I start having a shadow puppet going the other way. Only I'm able to take my fingers and make a little eyeball out of it. Mine just happens to look like a really mad duck, like a duck that's really mad. And so she's going nee, nee, like an alligator, and I'm going like a mad duck, and we're doing it on the wall together. And then I turn to her and I say, we probably should never tell anybody about this story ever in our entire lives. That's right. This is what husbands and wives do when they don't tell people. I'm in the space. I might as well tell you what. So one other time we were really weird. So one other time we were sitting there and it was really late at night. We were both really tired. And it was like 1 o'clock or 1:15. No, it was 1 o'clock in the morning. And you know what show came on? Green Acres. And you know what we did? We sang the theme from Green Acres in our bed. Green Acres is the place for. And she's doing her part, I'm doing his part. If you're wondering why we need therapy, this could be one of the reasons. Last thing to tell you, we're not the only weird people on this planet. Come on. I'm telling you. Last thing I want to tell you, the pizza pop-out. I don't know if you heard about this or not. This is an actual true story. This lady went to a pizza chain, a six restaurant called Schipollini's, and she was pregnant. She ate two bites of the pizza. Bam! Baby came out. Guess what the name of the pizza is? Not a joke. Prego Pizza. Come on. All the stuff that's going on in the world, you don't think that's funny? That's funny. We were doing hand puppets. You recognize there's an illness there. Okay, we're going to take a break, come back with a very intense teaching about signs. Ooh. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break. We'll be back.
Wow, what a roof!
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you?
Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know, so you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy, too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now, and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You can get a hold of us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, Facebook, David Spoon Media, YouTube, David Spoon Media. Let's see. I do want to let you know, thank you, Tiffany, for bringing me my tea. I left my tea in there. I was running so far behind. You know, and when I get home, I'm going to get in a little bit of trouble talking about the shadows on the wall. You know, the finger might be taking the long way home. Depending on how much it rains, I might be taking a boat home. We'll see. It's supposed to be pretty rainy. And you guys do have harder rains. Like in California, people get out of the car and they look up in the sky and they go, "What is it?" Because they don't know what rain is. Here, you guys, it's like, you know. Everything's bigger in Texas. That's so true. That's true. What is that? Was that wind?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's not supposed to start till around 5.
Is that what it is? Oh, so I have plenty of time to get home.
As long as you don't stop at Taco Bell.
Well, now that you've put that thought in my mind, I guess we'll have to see. Let's go to our mini teach. So most of you will know we do the show. We try and do an intro. Could get real serious, real fast. And the only reason I don't like to stay in the super duper serious realm for the entire hour is because, man, there's plenty of that. I want you to listen to the station all the time. But if you do nothing but listen to Christian radio 24/7 and the show doesn't have some a break in it, you're going to be like a basket case. And you think you shouldn't say that. I'm telling you, if you listen to radio and television and that's all you do and you don't have variety in that listening, you're getting a steady diet of blah. The Besides, it's not that exciting. I'm going to go with that snoring, right? Is that a giant? Was that a giant snoring or
it's
just
Goofy?
Again, we just don't know what Goofy is. Let's move on. This is called Signs O' Plenty. This is in Matthew chapter 12, verse 38. One day, so this is not the same day as verse 37. One day, some teachers of religious law and Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, we want you to show us a miraculous sign to prove that you are from God." So this little exchange has given birth to a lot of new, not new age, current time teachings. And what those current time teachings are is that, see, you can't ask the Lord for a sign, because if you ask the Lord for a sign, you know, Jesus' reply was this. Jesus replied, "Only an evil, faithless generation asks for a miraculous sign, but the only sign I will give them is the sign of the prophet Jonah." People misunderstand what's going on here, and I want to address that. And here's what they misunderstand. So, and fabulous teachers who do a great job teaching in a lot of different areas, it just doesn't mean that every area is covered well, will say, "See, so as a Christian, if you ask for a sign from the Lord, there's something wrong with you, because Jesus says only a evil and faithless generation would ask for a sign."
Let's get Mikey.
Yeah. That's okay. That was really good. Here's the problem. The problem is these guys weren't asking for a sign to have affirmation or confirmation. They were asking for a sign so Jesus could prove he was from God. You understand that difference? I'm going to make sure you understand that difference. You see, they didn't really think that Jesus was the Messiah. And so they were like, "We don't think you're the Messiah. We don't like you." This is essentially what they told him. And then they said, "Show us a sign that proves you're the Messiah." That is entirely different than you and I as Christians saying to the Lord, "Man, I need an indicator. I need some kind of sign. I need some kind of something." Now, when we're talking about signs, we're not talking about signs that, you know, typically I'm not talking about a sign where, you know, the heaven opens and the Lord comes down and he whips out his wallet and gives you his ID. Okay, that's kind of not where I'm going with that. And I will give credit to some of the commentators and cartoonists. One time they were showing a preacher guy and he's like, "Lord, I want a sign. I need a sign. I just need a sign." And the next frame it shows him holding a 55 mile an hour speed sign. And then he goes, "Well, I don't know what it means, but it makes me feel better." That's essentially what happens to us. Even when the Lord does give us affirmation or confirmation, we don't do that well with it because we're kind of lame, and that's a reality. But it's not the same for you to say to the Lord, "I'm just looking for some confirmation. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for some kind of witness. I'm looking for something that gives me some kind of affirmation, confirmation." Not that Jesus is the Christ, but oftentimes that the direction that you're going is the right direction, or the thing that you're engaging with is in the Lord, or it's a right thing. First and foremost, we're going to use being led by the Spirit. We're going to use the counsel of Scripture. We're going to use the counsel and fellowship of others. We're going to use that funny thing called wisdom. Any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without finding fault. But it's not a sin to ask God, "Hey, can I need something to guide me here. I need some guidance in this." When they said to Jesus, "Show us a sign," it wasn't a sign for affirmation or confirmation. It was proof that he was the Messiah. If you are asking for proof that Jesus is the Messiah, you're probably not going to get much. Okay? And that's much more evil and much more faithless. Although, ironically, Jesus said, "I am going to give you a sign. It's going to be the sign of Jonah." Which is hilarious because nobody talks about that part of it. You know, 3 days down, 3 days up, biggest sign ever, resurrecting from the dead. So he did give him a sign, but it was one that was deeper than they were going to be able to see. But I want to make sure you understand about signs in regards to different passages in scriptures. Genesis 24:14, "Here is the servant of Abraham. Now it may it be that the girl to whom I say, 'Please let down your jar so I may drink,' and the one who answers, 'Drink and I'll water your camels also,' that you have appointed for your servant Isaac, and by this I will know that you have shown loving kindness to my master. This is the servant of Abraham asking for a sign." Hezekiah, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord? That's in Isaiah 38:22. The full story is in 2 Kings 28 through 11, when he's like, what's the sign that I'll go up to the Lord? The sign will be from the Lord that he has spoken is this. The steps on the shadow are going to go 10 steps forward or backwards. He's asking. Psalm 86:17, show me a sign for good. Boy, somebody ought to write this one down. Show me a sign for good, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me. That's the psalmist, most likely David, saying, I need a sign that says, okie dokie artichokey. Well, that's what it is. Don't make it where it's not. I mean, there are different elements. Here's Isaiah 7:11. Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Make it as deep as hell or as high as heaven. There are times where it's okay. I know you know I haven't even talked about Gideon. Well, let's see. I'm going to put a fleece out. Okay, I did that once. Now I'm going to put another fleece out. I did that. Now I'm going to... God, that's the problem for us right there. We get a sign from the Lord. It's like, I need another one. I need another one. I need another one. All I'm saying is it's not sinful to seek from the Lord an affirmation or confirmation. It's not the same thing that Jesus was talking about when he's talking to the Pharisees about a sign in regards to his messiahship. Asking the Lord because you want to be on track, that's good, right? He might not give you anything, and I'm not saying he will. But to want to know that you are where you are supposed to be, doing what you are supposed to do, about the business you're supposed to be about, that's not a bad thing. And so that we should stop making it a bad thing and stop imputing it as though this is part of the charismatic movement problem. Most of the people that ask for a sign from God are simply trying to get affirmation on the direction or they're going or the things they're doing. Let's not make that more than it is. There's no reason to do that. Come on. That's not a lot of Christ-likeness with that kind of disposition. Oh, it's just charismatic craziness. No, I want to make sure I'm not messing up. I'm looking to do well in God. You can't possibly think the Lord gets mad about that. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we got Easter coming up. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. But the same thing with Christmas. It's like, oh, there's chosen a day to celebrate the birth of my son. Oh, I'm so mad. You know, come on, people. Take a deep breath. In, out. Awesome. All right, we're going to take a break. And in our break, then we're going to come back and hopefully all will go well. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED, because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered, because reliability starts at the top.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Am I not saved? Am I saved one day? I'm not saved the next day? Am I kind of saved? Am I kind of not saved? How come I don't feel saved? I feel saved. Now I don't feel saved. And why are tacos going up? Those are the questions you're asking. Okay, so the horses go on these races. The Preakness, the Kentucky Derby, and the Belmont Stakes. If they win, they get to then race in the Triple Crown. And what the Triple Crown is, for those that don't know, it's the first horse to Jack in the Box.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio. Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. You can go to YouTube, David Spoon Media, because my handle. And then also Facebook, David Spoon Media. We are about to attempt technological marvel. Now, hopefully, we have Angela Hunt and Bill Myers on the phone. We are hopefully going to put them together. This is what we're going to attempt to do. They've written a book called When God Happens, Angels, Miracles, and Heavenly Encounters. Very cool. Some questions I want to ask, some questions they've given me to ask, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm going to ask my Wonder Julie. So I'm going to press button one.
Yes.
And then I'm going to press button two.
Yes.
And then a whirlwind's going to come and suck me up into heaven. And
you should probably cross your fingers while you're doing it.
Oh, Lord. All right. Let's see. Okay. This is button one that I have pushed. Who is on button one? Who do I have?
Angie.
Hi, Angie. How you doing? All right. Now, hang on.
I'm good.
We're going to try this now. And button two. Here we go. No, it disconnects that first one. See? Because now I bet that's Bill on the line, huh?
You do. Yes, sir.
But we lost Angie. See, that's the thing. I don't think that works. Ay. All right. So while we're trying to get Angie, we might have to do you guys. Were you guys on a conference call at one time and then we kind of split them up? No, it didn't work? Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to talk to you first and I'm going to talk to Angie. How about that?
Sounds great.
Is that a plan? All right. Well, and then when she calls back, we'll tell her. First of all, thank you for joining us on the show. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. A little
technical difficulty. That's the fun of live radio, of course. Talk to me a little bit about this book. You and Angela Hunt wrote this book, and you guys, this is your second book on When God Happens. Is that correct, in the series?
That's correct, yeah.
All right. Talk to me about the series and then this book.
Sure. Well, the first book, we just thought, you know, people are always complaining that God is just a philosophy. And I, as a documentary filmmaker, that I've traveled around the world enough times where I've seen some pretty miraculous things, and it always irritated me a little bit. So Angie and I got together, and we thought, well, let's talk to these people that have had miracles and verifiable miracles in their life. And so that was the first book, and we had an opportunity to interview one man whose child was pronounced dead by the doctors and came back to life. And actually, in the chart, the medical chart, it says miracle. You know, so some of this stuff is pretty clear. But we kept hearing these other stories about angels, and we were both a little cautious about that because several years ago, you may remember, everybody was sort of, everything was angels and worship your angel and all sorts of heretical nonsense. But we knew there was certainly some truth to angels still working today. So we did the same thing. We sent out feelers to a lot of our friends, people we trust, who knew people they trusted, and came up with the second book of 19 different stories of people that have had angelic encounters.
You know, I love that you said what you said. I mean, I want to, and I do want people to be aware, when God happens, angels, miracles, and heavenly encounters, I'm just going to, if I say it wrong, Bill, just correct me, but I mean, it's going to be at Amazon, it's going to be Barnes & Noble, Books & Million, any online capacity, is that correct?
That's as it should be, yeah. In fact, the book came out yesterday.
Okay, well, congratulations on that, by the way. That's very cool. All right, but you started off by saying something really important, and that is, you know, you get into this area and you recognize, especially I think it was the early 80s that we came into some angelology books, and then again in about 2010 that had to do with some maybe excessive books. And then what happens inevitably in the church is it's angels too much, and then it's angels too little. it's like wait, there's got to be somewhere where we get, hey, this is scriptural, but it's not supposed to be you go tell your money angel go get you $1 million and he comes back with a bag of money. That was in the early 80s, just so you that then gave you cause and pause to write the book. How did you stay there where it didn't get too bizarre?
We made a great question. We made certain that these encounters were the type of pattern that you can see in the Bible, that they were not trying to draw attention to themselves, that they were not asking to be worshipped, that they simply deliver the message. Angel means messenger. They simply either deliver the message or save the person's life radically, and then we're gone. Not like disappeared in vapor, but, you know, the person turns around and they're not there. So if they follow the pattern, if these encounters follow the pattern that we'd seen in Scripture, then we felt pretty confident. At least that was the first test.
Yeah, and I will tell you, as I went through the book, I mean, the way to open the book, I'm just going to say the wisdom behind you guys, the way you open the book, on many occasions, God has become especially real and has sent his unseen angelic visitors to touch my body, to let me be his messenger for heaven, speaking as a dying man to dying men. And that's from Billy Graham. It was like, good open quote. Wait, you know what I'm saying? It was a good intro. It was very wise to put that in, because I think people, when they hear angel, I mean, let's just be honest. They think, I mean, I have a Baptist ordination and Pentecostal ordination. The Pentecostal side of me gets excited. The Baptist side of me goes, whoa.
Wow, you've covered the whole spectrum, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done that. But this is why I appreciate you doing this. This is a laborious, it's a work, it's a labor, isn't it?
Well, it is, but at the same time, it's a refreshment and an encouragement when we see that God has not abandoned us, you know, that he's not wound us up and set us on our way, that he's still intervening in ways that a lot of times we don't even.
What happened to Bill? What happened to Bill? Is Bill there? Hello?
Yep.
Oh, you're still there. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead, Bill. Finish that thought.
I was just saying that, yes, it was a labor of love, but it was also pretty refreshing to be able to see that God didn't just kind of wind us up and say, good luck, see you later, but that he's watching over us. And when we get in jams from time to time, either from our own stupidity or just the way situations happen, that he shows up.
What we're going to do, let me just tell Julie, I think we'll go to Angela in like 5 minutes if Angela's able to hang on. Let me ask you this, okay? Again, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, any bookstore, okay? And if you're a person that has had an encounter but you don't want to say anything because you're afraid, I think this is the kind of book that gives validity to those kind of people that you don't want to say anything because you don't want to be a nut job, but you don't want to be in denial either.
Yeah,
that's
very true. And it was interesting, even some of our friends who we've known for a long time, you know, we coaxed them a little bit and they were they're pretty soon they came clean and said, well, yes, actually, now that you bring it up, and just fascinating sort of encounters like that.
I think it's awesome that you guys wrote this. I think it's, and I hope you have a very a very successful book. And is there a follow-up to this, or are these two, is this the beginning? So you had the first book had to do with more miraculous. This is Angelic Visit. Do you have a third book that's kind of underneath the wings?
Well, that, again, another great question. At the moment, we're not forcing it. You know, sometimes, in fact, I think we put our finger on it already earlier, if something's successful, we try to turn it into a machine and expect God to keep up with us. So we're just sort of taking it slow. At the moment, there isn't, but we'll see how these go. If these do well, then I think we would be in error not to follow up.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. I'm going to give you this floor here. I want to, because I don't want to interrupt you. I'm terrible at that. You have to forgive me. the biblical perspective on angels in regards to current events. One of the questions that they sent over that I did like, and I like that question. It's like, do you see, is there angelic activity going on in these world events? Because it seems so massive to me, and most of it seems demonic. In many regards, do you see? Is there angels, demons in current events that we're just not catching on to?
Oh, you know, I think you're asking the wrong guy. I'm more of a reporter, as opposed to seeing patterns and being able to connect them. We've certainly seen some of the people we talk to have had demonic encounters, and they do talk about terrible, ugly things happening. So that certainly would be in our enemy's roundhouse, wouldn't it, wheelhouse?
Yeah.
But as far as specifics, I got guesses, but, you know, mine's probably as good as yours.
Yeah, and I appreciate that honesty. I would rather have you say that than come up, you know, some people come up with the answers and it's, well, that sounds really well rehearsed. I'd rather you just say, you know what, I'm not even sure how to respond to that. That's
one of my specialties, yep.
Let me ask you this, and I'll close it out with this. So when God happens, angels, miracles, and heavenly encounters all over on Amazon, Books A Million, all online, probably in your bookstores for as long as there's still bookstores, what is it you are hoping that somebody will do when they pick up this book and read this book? What are you hoping will be accomplished when they set the book down?
That they would be encouraged that they're not in it alone, that there is a God that loves them so much that he would die for them, that he did die for them, and that we're not trudging through life solo, but that we're always being watched and encouraged.
Excellent. Excellent answer, Bill. I really appreciate that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, When God Happens, Angels, Miracles, and Heavenly Encounters. This is by Angela Hunt and Bill Myers. You just heard Bill, and Bill's got a chapter in there that he's wrote, so we didn't even get time to get into that. And in the future, maybe we'll have you back, because I love stuff like this. I think it's just fascinating material. Great job in writing it. Best to you. Blessed success in your work. And may it go very well for you all the way through. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate it, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Bill Myers, author of When God Happens. Also, Angela Hunt. We're going to see if there's any way to track her back down. If we can, we can. If we can't, we can't. But we're going to take a break now. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has 3 children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Spoon Experience. So, thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Just want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Also, you can go to Facebook and type in David Spoon Media, or YouTube, David Spoon Media, because... my handle. Thank you very much. And that was a lot of fun. We had a really fun time with Bill Myers. And now we have Angela Hunt back on the phone. And we had Angela for like a split second. And then we lost her because I'm lame. That's a good answer. All right, Angela, are you there with us? So wait, I got to push the button. Let's see if she's there. Angela, you there?
I'm here.
Yay! Okay, see, I can push a button.
Congratulations.
Yeah, these are the important things. They didn't give me a master's in theological study because I can know theology. It's because I can push a button. That's that's where it comes from. Let's talk about your book. We had a chance to talk to Bill for about 10 minutes, and I'd like to talk to you for 10 minutes if you have the time.
Sure.
We are the questions, I don't know that they're going to be that different because it's a fascinating subject. This is your second book. This book's titled When God Happens, Angels, Miracles, and Heavenly Encounters, written by Angela Hunt and Bill Myers. Bill is just on. Now we have Angela on. Couple of questions I want to fire off and ask you right away. This is your second book, because the first book, When God Happens, had to do with more, I think, more miraculous type of encounters or more miracles, whereas this is more angelic. Is that correct?
Exactly. These are angelic appearances, visitations, something, whereas the first one had some angel stories in it, but it was mostly just miracle stories.
Okay. In this book, you guys you're basically reviewing 19 encounters, one of which was Bill's, in regards to an angelic happening. What – I'm going to ask you a couple of different questions, and usually they're not on that little piece of paper, just to let you know. What happened to you when you finished the book for you? What happened to you? What, I mean, did anything change? Did you have something solidify? What happened for you?
Well, first of all, let me make clear that we didn't write these stories, especially since a lot of people know us as novelists, fiction writers. We got real stories from real people, And then we just compiled them, edited them, and put them together in a book. So we're really more compilers and editors than we are authors in these particular books.
Gotcha.
So one of the things that I felt strongly about was making sure that people understand there's almost a fad about angels in America. I'm sorry, I think it was more popular a few years ago. But, you know, all these little bookstores have these beautiful figurines of angels, and you're supposed to pray to them and you know, light incense around them and all that sort of thing. But that is really not scriptural. We're talking about biblical definition and purpose of angels, what God sends them to do, how they were created, why they were created, and what their purpose is. And so we were looking for stories that fit the biblical definition of what an angel is and does, and then we put those together. So for me, hearing these people's stories, I was just gratified to hear that they did fit the biblical standard, so to speak, of what angels are and what they do and what their purpose is. And it was just very reassuring to know that angels are alive and very active today.
Excellent. Excellent answer. All right. Let me ask you this on a follow-up. While you're doing the you're editing, you're compiling the information, you're editing what they're putting together so it's in a book format, when they're telling you the stories and when you're kind of putting it together, were there, for the people that were sharing with you, were there, like, maybe either additional insights or, again, same kind of thing. Was there maybe a greater confirmation? Did it give them a sense of confidence in sharing the story? Because that happens often when they are sharing what took place, that this was an experience they really had. It did matter. It was the hand of God, and it was a demonstration of the Lord's love. Was that affirming for them when they were sharing that?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, most of them, their lives were changed afterwards. Bruce Van Natta is the man who told the story about when a truck fell on him. He'd been under a truck working, and the truck fell on him. And he says it crushed his chest and his abdomen. And he says that he, like, came up out of his body and looked down, and he was able to see himself, his head sticking out from beneath the truck. And he saw two men kneeling beside him, one on each side, and they were applying pressure to certain arterial pressure points in his body. And so when he got to the hospital, the doctors told him that they had never seen anyone that had so many severed arteries that survived. He should have bled out on the floor in a matter of minutes. And so now Bruce has a ministry. He goes around telling his story and evangelizing, because it literally saved his life and changed his life.
So my assumption, and I'm pretty sure you're going to affirm this, is, you know, that when we're talking about angels are giving witness to the ministry of Jesus Christ. They're giving witness to the love of God. They're giving witness to the gospel, as in the proclamation of the angels in the very beginning, you know, making mention of the redemption of God through the birth of Christ being the beginning of that process. These angels, this is not a self-absorbing, worship angels, pray to angels mentality. This is, the ministry is to worship Jesus Christ, correct?
Exactly. And in many times, it was simply to give a message. This one lady says she and her husband had booked a trip to go, I think it was to the Holy Land. And they were at a resort, and she sprained her ankle. And this man came up to her, this nice-looking young man, and he said to her, "Your leg will heal in 10 days." And her trip, they were supposed to leave on, like, day 11. And so that whole time she was like, do I cancel the trip, do whatever I do? So based on what he said, which she felt, I mean, what stranger comes up to you and says your leg will heal in 10 days and then walks away and that's it, you don't see him anymore? And she said, sure enough, they got ready to go on day 11. Her leg was healed. She was fine. They went on the trip, and, you know, it was an affirming, spiritually affirming trip for them. And things like that, I just think they're so cool. Some of them are very simple, and then you have other words that were quite profound, like Bruce and the truck falling on him.
Right. So I think that that any of these testimonies are testimonies, you know, with purpose. I mean, there's the purpose. And like you said, I mean, an angel's a messenger. And so the message is, you know, whether the Lord's affirming that something's going to happen or not, they're doing it at the behest, or let me rephrase that, at the obedience to the Lord.
Exactly.
So, I mean, none of this is independent. And I think it's really important, but I think it's easy, and I understand it's easy, and this was the caution that Bill had mentioned, that people can get over-angelized.
Yes, exactly. And you sort of begin to worship the creation instead of the creator.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent. Really well said, because this is about Jesus Christ. It's always been about Jesus, and the messengers are fulfilling that, and that's an awesome element. And you're we've only got a minute left, and I apologize, but I wish I had an hour to talk with you guys. But the idea that a person's going to read this book, what is it? And I asked Bill the same question in about a minute. What do you want somebody, when they put the book down, what do you want them to get from this?
I think the important thing, and the thing that I've heard many of these people say, is that once they have their angelic encounter, they know that no matter what happens to them in the future, that God is going to provide for them, protect them, guard them, be with them, that he is literally actively watching out over his children, and he sends his angels to care for us. So why do we get so upset when we're late or we miss a flight or, you know, there's nobody to pick us up? This one lady, and this is in the story, it's not even in the book, she told it to me when we were on a radio program where we were discussing it. She said in the middle of the night, a lady stopped at the curb. She was stuck at an airport. And the lady said, "It looks like you need to go somewhere, honey." And she bent down and said, "And what is your name?" And she said, "Angel." And so she got in the car, and the lady took her where she needed to go. So she said, "I learned through that I really don't have to worry. God is always in control."
Yeah, as long as people are focused on the preeminence of Jesus Christ, it's solid like a rock. Excellent work, Angela. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you writing the book. We wish you best success. When God Happens, all over Amazon, all over Books A Million, all over the internet, all over bookstores. As long as you still have bookstores, you can still get it at a bookstore. When God Happens, Angels, Miracles, and Heavenly Encounters. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here in KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a 23-hour break, then we'll be back for more Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.